Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to M&A Today. My name is Warren Rose and I'm a senior partner at Grosch Rose and Moore, and I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes, not only today, but every Monday and Friday at noon Eastern. We usually take live calls, but I want to address an email that I received the other day because of our broadcast, and we'll try to get back to taking your on-air calls sometime soon. Actually, this would be a good time to tell you some great news. We've been asked to expand the broadcast to 30 minutes, and when we do, it will be on Mondays at noon. So, same time, just adding another 15 minutes and only on Mondays. I'm really looking forward to that, and I'll give you all the details as soon as we know. In future episodes, the expanded broadcast will give us more time for guests from the industry, as well as authors and other experts in their related field. Once that is all set up, we will give you access to the recording broadcast, starting with the first one that premiered on September 6th. You will also be able to listen to those previous broadcasts via our website and on our Facebook page. So let's get back to the here and now. The purpose of this broadcast is to not only educate and inform those of you within the industry, but to give an insight into the advantages of using a professional M&A firm for businesses within the middle market segmentation. I want to thank everyone who has listened to the live broadcast, downloaded previous shows, and sent us email questions. We really appreciate you being part of our show. Speaking of which, I received an email question on Friday from Angela, and it touches on a rather delicate subject. She asks, if I'm selling my company, what do I tell my employees and when? That's a really great question, Angela. This is probably one of the bigger challenges faced by a buyer, seller, or any merger entity. I'll answer that today, as well as adding an important aspect of who to tell. There are different schools of thought on this, but I will give you my opinion based on firsthand experiences. First and foremost, the news needs to be on a need-to-know basis, and not everyone needs to know at the same time. Regardless of the timing, the key here is controlled honesty. If the information gets out, regardless of your efforts to keep it confidential, you simply tell anyone that asks, you know that regardless of whether something is happening or not, I'd never be able to confirm or deny that. Keep it that simple. The reason why is the deal may or may not go through, and employees may get nervous if the business is for sale and they are uncertain about the future of their job. That being said, key executives and upper management need to know before other employees. You may also need to add a select few from accounting because there will be a lot of need for detailed and up-to-date financials that may be outside the normal company operating procedures. That's the reality. Another aspect to consider is keeping the information out of the hands of your competitors so as to reduce the possibility of them stealing clients and employees. Bottom line is to keep everything as confidential as possible, and the fewer people that know, the better. We've reached the part of the broadcast where I get to tell you a few things about our firm, Grosch Rose and Moore. We believe it's our client approach that sets us apart from our competition. First and foremost, we listen, and then we take that knowledge, leveraged by our experience and vast contacts, to create the right fit. We then focus on what is important to you, your business, and any shareholders. We also strive to conduct ourselves in a manner that makes certain everyone is treated fairly and equitably. So whether you are looking to buy, sell, consolidate, form a strategic alliance, or just need a consultation, give me a call at 303-941-7865 or email me at wrose@groshrosemoore.com. Bottom line, we only want to see if we've earned it. Even on the buy or sell side, no deal, no fee. It's that simple. Keeping with today's theme, I'd like to drill down a bit deeper on employees before, during, and after a buy, sale, or merger. Let's be clear about this. There is uncertainty around change. Some, but all not all employees feel threatened by change or the addition of new people, tasks, products, services, or operating procedures. That's just human nature. We start with what can be done to reduce the risk of losing essential talent. Well, during the process, companies risk losing employees from both the buyer and seller side. Executive recruiters and competitors will target talent during these times of transition, including mergers. Companies must work to keep employees and simultaneously prepare for the loss of key talent. It really is a delicate balance to try to figure that out. Not all of these suggestions will be relative in all situations. Again, each business and circumstance is different, and a professional M&A consulting firm like Grosch, Rose, and Moore will assist you throughout the process. Let's start with an idea here that you should take multiple preactive steps to retain talent. Move quickly. Good decisions made quickly are often better than perfect decisions made slowly. Executives can be selected before closing or immediately thereafter. Managers then can be selected by executives considering targets and the future state of the operating model. The next thing to do is pick winners and losers. Uncertainty, there's that word again, around roles and reporting lines is one of the most commonly cited frustrations leading to attrition after mergers. Making clear personnel decisions and communicating them definitively can reduce the risk of losing top performers who become frustrated with uncertainty. Another thing is to use retention bonuses. This can help to keep people on board during difficult transition months. Retention programs add to integrated costs, but can be more cost-effective than recruiting new personnel. Communicate. In situations where staff reductions are expected, all employees should be informed promptly of the timing, severance package, and the process for selecting redundant employees. It's a tough job. How can companies prepare for and deal with the loss of key employees? Well, companies should expect some attrition of key employees in spite of all efforts to avoid it. There are steps you can take to manage this risk that include make sure that crucial posts and people that have significant tasks within the company, you have a succession line in place for those people. In the HR work stream, include a plan and a team assigned to save key talent when resignations are announced. The team should have access to tactics such as on-time monetary incentives and direct meetings and calls with senior executives. Another thing you can do is build functional integration teams to avoid single points of failure. In resource-constrained situations, this is commonly accomplished via the inclusion of consulting resources on functional work stream teams. So I want you to consider the economics involved here. Employee Benefit News reports that it costs employers 33% of a worker's annual salary to hire a replacement if that worker leaves. In dollar figures, the replacement cost is $15,000 for an employee earning a salary of $45,000 a year, not to mention the uncertainty of performance with a new hire in addition to the needed learning curve. To put things quite bluntly, in many cases, employees can be one of the most valuable resources within a business. Certain staff members could be the most destructive component to any company's well-being. It's really a yin and yang. It is necessary to be concerned, but not panicked if the correct measures have been put in place to reduce or eliminate the impact of any disruptions from the action of personnel, no matter their position in your business. We're starting to run low on time here, so I wanted to go over a couple of things. I want to take a moment to thank our listeners from Friday for checking us out again today. And we really appreciate it because the radio extension to a half an hour show could not have occurred without you. So please tune in on Friday of this week for our fifth episode. We will continue to explore events and processes within our industry and then provide you with valuable interpretation of what that means to you and your business. As I've said before, this is your show. So keep those email questions coming and send me any topics you'd like to hear me cover. I'll do my best to work them into the show, and if not, I will address them personally to you via email or phone call, your choice. Just let me know your preferred method of contact. And remember, we will be here live every Monday and Friday at noon Eastern time with different topics each and every broadcast. Thanks again for listening to M&A Today. Have a great week. We'll talk again on Friday, where the topic for the broadcast will be M&A due diligence. We will be discussing how conducting M&A due diligence in today's global marketplace is a demanding, high-pressured, but necessary process of understanding that requires considerable skill and expertise. As a result, firms that do a lot of M&A transactions, like Grosch, Rose, and more, often develop their own in-house M&A due diligence expertise, whereas firms that pursue occasional M&A transactions often engage outside professionals to assist them with the highly complex and risky activities. In the last couple of minutes, I want to tell you a couple of things that are going on with us. One is that we're really proud to announce our most recent client engagement with an Israel-based textile group that's expanding into the U.S. and globally. This group has a ton of patents. They have unique and groundbreaking new products, and they're positioned to revolutionize several industries, including hospital and patient care, health and beauty, general consumer goods, in addition to having safety and defense applications. So I'm going to give you more information about that as we move forward, but we're really, really, really excited about it. We'll be preparing a detailed public notification and press release within the next couple of weeks. You can keep up on that on our website at groschrosemoore.com. And another thing I'd like to tell you is that we're looking for seasoned, experienced business professionals to join our team. These freelance positions of senior executive advisor and executive advisor are available to qualified individuals with varied backgrounds and expertise located anywhere within the U.S., Canada, Japan, and Europe. So if you're looking for a new challenge or you're retired and wanting to remain active in the business world, this opportunity could be for you. The ideal candidate would be a former CEO, president, VP, or high-level executive, and would have worked for or with large corporations, private equity firms, multifamily offices, venture capitals, commercial real estate, or M&A consulting firms. Well, again, I'm really glad everyone tuned in today. I look forward to the broadcast on Friday and then expanding that to a half-hour show in the near future. So until Friday of this week, I'll say goodbye, but I'll talk to you then. Thanks for listening, and reach out if you need to contact us. This has been M&A Today, and my name is Warren Rose. Thanks for tuning in.